Continuing now with Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis, Masechta Shabbos, we will discuss the Thirna Melachos, the major categories of work which are forbidden on Shabbos. And as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah and Mishnah Aleph, there's a difference between a major category of work and a subsidiary category, in that if one does multiple types of toldos, Toldos of the subsidiary categories, the secondary types of work, then he would still only be chayav one chatas. He's only chayav a chatas for the av malacha, for the major category. So the Mishnah says, avos malachos arba'im chasar achas. There's 40 minus 1 and 39 primary types of work. And these are the 39 malachos. Hazareya, sowing, planting, Hachorish, plowing, v'hakotzer, and reaping, v'hama'amir, and gathering together, v'hadash, v'hazora, the threshing and the winnowing, which were different ways to separate the kernels, and haborer, sorting, hatochin, grinding, hamarakid, sifting, v'halash, kneading, v'ha'ofa, and baking. These first 11 are all the types of work that are needed in order to make bread. So you need to grow the wheat, and then you have to go through these different processes in order to get the kernels, and finally to get the flour and make the dough and bake it. The Mishnah continues, Hagozes ha'tzemer, shearing wool, v'hamlabno, and whitening it, or laundering, v'amenatzbo, combing it, v'atzovo, dyeing it, v'atova, and spinning it, v'amesich, and setting up the warp, the loom, v'haosa shtei bati nirin, and actually one of the things that they would do in the one of the things that they had in the loom, the frame, was they had the what's called a heddle. So if you make two pairs of heddles, if you make a pair of heddles, so then that's also aser. That's not the threads of the final garment or curtain, but it's the strings that are used to make the actual frame with the hole in the middle. So that's the heddle and the frame. So if you make two of them, that's aser. That's chayv chatas. V'ha'orek shtei chutin, one who weaves two threads. V'ha'potzeh shtei chutin, one who removes two threads. Hakosher, one who ties. Vahamater, one who unties. Vahatofer, shtei sfiros, and sewing, one who sews two stitches. Hakarea, menas lispar, shtei sfiros, or one who tears in order to sew two stitches. Hatsad svi, one who traps a deer. Hashokto, one who slaughters it. Vahamavshito, and skinning it. Vahamocho, and salting it. Vahamabedes oro, and tanning the hide. V'hamochko, and smoothing it. V'hamachatko, and cutting it to size. Hakosev shtei osios, writing two letters. V'hamochik amenasachto shtei osios, or erasing in order to write two letters. Habone, building. V'hasoser, and breaking down. Hamachab, lighting. V'hamaver, and extinguishing. Hamakav, patish, finishing up a job, striking a final blow. And hamotzi mirshus lirshus, carrying from one domain to another, transferring an object from one place to another. Hare elu avos malachos arbaim chasar achas. These are the 39 malachos. So these are the major categories, the primary laws, the primary types of work. Now the Mishnah continues speaking about the last item that we just spoke about, the transferring of objects from one rishus to another. So the next Mishnah continues, the Mishnah Gimel, teaching us a little bit about that. And there was, in order to be chayv chatos, in order to be liable for the sin offering, one would need to carry a minimum amount, which doesn't mean that if you carry less, it's mutter. It could still be usher, but you're not chayv chatos. So the Mishnah teaches, v'od klal acher amru. This is another general principle that was taught. Again, we talked about the general principles in Mishnah Aleph of this parak. So now we're saying there's another general principle, and this is a principle with regards to hotzah. Kol hakasher latznia, whatever is fit to store, umatznian kamahu, and people do store such an amount, a quantity. Ve'osiu v'shabbos, and one carries that on Shabbos, chayav halav chatas. So he's chayav chatas. V'chol she'ein hakasher latznia, but something which is not fit to store. Meaning the substance, the object, the type of item is not something which people will store. Ve'matznia kamohu, and even if people maybe do store, but it's not something that. But this amount is not what people store. Ve'otziv v'shabbos, and someone carries that amount. Einu chayv elav hamatznio, the only one who would be chayv is the one who actually is the one who's storing that amount. So in other words, for him, he's considering it to be chashuv, important enough to store that amount of that particular item. So for him, it's chayav chatos to carry it. But for anyone else, he's not chayav for carrying it because it's not considered to be something which is so important, either because the item is not important or even if it is, but this amount of the item is not important.